This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You know that rule when you're on a plane when they make you shut down all your electronics for takeoff and landing? Well, it is hallelujah up for review by a government panel. They are supposed to make a recommendation this summer sometime. Maybe. Shannon Mullen reports.
The panel just met for the first time in January and plans to recommend new standards for devices on planes by July. But Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill says that's not fast enough.
If somebody is not being a squeaky wheel on this, it could be years, knowing how long this process typically takes.
McCaskill points out that the FAA lets pilots use iPads in the cockpit instead of paper flight manuals, and she says there's no hard evidence that other devices like e-readers and laptops interfere with planes.
Unless and until somebody shows me any of that data, I feel a sense of obligation to keep pushing to make this rule change as quickly as possible.
McCaskill says she's already drafting legislation to change the policy.
Makes me wonder, you know, what are we doing there if people like herself have already decided that she wants a certain result and, you know, we better come up with it.
Doug Kidd is head of the National Association of Airline Passengers, and he's on the panel. He argues there's no evidence that today's devices don't affect planes, and new devices hit the market every day. And he says most people don't mind reasonable rules during takeoff and landing.
Since the most dangerous part of any flight, it's also the time that most accidents occur. So we'd rather not take a chance on distracting the flight crew at this period of time.
The FAA would not comment on McCaskill's push for action. Kidd says the panel's progress might seem slow, but Congress is not exactly known for its efficiency either. In Boston, I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.